33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. In the 1920s, archaeologists dug up a trove of ancient artifacts near Clovis, New Mexico, and what humans had known about their past was changed forever. These artifacts were the oldest man-made objects found on the Western Hemisphere, and this discovery led to a theory that the first humans to set foot in the Americas did so around 13,000 years ago, making and using tools like the ones found near Clovis. Now, archaeologists out of Texas State University are offering some of the most convincing evidence yet to challenge this Clovis first theory. They've recently discovered about 150,000 stone tools near Killeen, Texas, at a place they call the Galt Archaeological Site. And this could change what we know about the timeline of human history. Tom Williams is an archaeologist at Texas State. Welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
Am I overstating that this could change what we think we know about life in the Western Hemisphere?
No, absolutely not. It really is changing the paradigm that we currently consider for the earliest human occupations in the Americas.
So what did you discover exactly, and why does this change things?
The Galt site has been known about for many years now. And so in 2007, we started this major excavation to look for the earliest evidence. And that's when, through careful excavation, scientific digging and recording, between about 2007 and 2013, we got down to the Clovis horizon. And then below that, we found this drop-off in artifact frequencies. And then all of a sudden, we found what we're now calling the Galt assemblage. And so we have about 150,000 artifacts stratigraphically below Clovis.
So what sort of tools? What do you see as at this lower level?
So what we found is sort of a full range of technological tools present. So we've got things like hide scrapers and perforators and blade cores. And blade cores are used for producing these long, skinny flakes that are known as blades. And they act sort of like the equivalent of a modern penknife. Mm. And then, of course, we have projectile points. And these projectile points are particularly interesting because they don't look like Clovis. And at the moment, they appear to be unique in the archaeological record in the earliest part of prehistory in North America.
So at this site, how many years earlier than Clovis do you think we're talking about here?
Well, right now, we're sort of conservatively saying about 16,000-year-old plus.
Wow.
So right now we're talking about 3,000 to 6,000 years older than Clovis here in Central Texas.
So the theory here is that there were people here at least 3,000 to 6,000 years before they arrived at Clovis. Well, I'm trying to think of what the topography was in Texas at that time, because I know a good part of this area was at one time covered completely by water.
That's correct. Now, we were actually buried by a deep inland ocean. Now, the deep inland ocean was actually responsible for the formation of the limestone. So if you've heard of the Edwards Plateau, that's the limestone plateau that
right.
was formed. Now, this was formed about 60 million years old. No humans were present. And so these people would have still been living on the edge of the Edwards Plateau. So they've been living between two great resources, the resources that they could find in the upland areas of the hill country, but also the resources that would have been available to them in the lowland, the coastal plains, as you travel, say, between Austin and Houston. Now, of course, some of the tree species were different. We talk about live oak prairies, but really in terms of the topography, it would have been very similar.
Is it clear where they might have come from, perhaps migrating to this area?
No, we know they had to have migrated to this area, and this is one of the important discoveries of the Galt site, is that it actually sets a benchmark for understanding this early record, because people had to get to Central Texas. However, to get down into the New World, what we're now thinking is that it has to be based on a coastal route, a coastal migration.
And where were they migrating from?
Well, that's the big question. Right now, we find no other technology that looks like this assemblage. In archaeology, one of the things we look for is connections.
Mm-hmm.
How do one site connect to another? So how does the stone tool that we find, do those stone tools in one assemblage at one site look like the stone tools in another assemblage at another site? And right now, we have no comparisons with the Galt site in Central Texas.
Well, I know that you had some suspicions that you might find something really exciting here, but what was your reaction once you put all the pieces together?
Well, I think it was one of genuine surprise. One of the things with archaeology is you never know what's down beneath the earth. And so when we started excavating, of course, we knew what Clovis looked like, but we had no idea what the earliest materials were like. And so to find them and to find these projectile points that are much smaller was really a great surprise for us. And in many ways, really unique and really exciting to be able to excavate and handle these artifacts that have been in the ground for over 16,000 years.
Tom Williams is an archaeologist at Texas State, which has a team making history by discovering it. Tom, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.